For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.
Thank you for calling the Town of Nichols, Town Hall, and Police Department. As many of you know, our town was recently devastated by the wrath of Hurricane Matthew. Business as usual has been suspended as we work day and night to restore hope and forward motion to our citizens and businesses.
That's the first thing anyone hears when calling the small northeastern town of Nichols. It's been the same recording for 3 months now, as the elderly community copes with devastation. Of the 280 homes in Nichols, only 11 avoided total destruction. Several months later, flood recovery is still a daily concern.
It was like you're riding through a tunnel. Everybody had the stuff piled up out the side of the road.
That's Harry Campbell. He's one of hundreds in town who lost their homes. Campbell's been living in the neighboring town of Mullen since the flood. Today, he's at town hall to learn how to correctly approach reconstruction. He's already pulled out the floor of his home, but wants to know building standards before he gets started.
Well, I'm out here today trying to find out what procedures I need to take, because I don't need to go do something and have to turn right around and come back and tear it out again, you know, so I want to go the right way when I do start.
Campbell's home is just around the corner from town hall. On the night of October 9th, Campbell remembers watching a small tide of water turn into a river that consumed his home. He lost everything in his 3-bedroom house. New mattresses, all his furniture.
All of it was lost.
Campbell's staying, but others have moved away, according to town clerk Sandy Rogers. She says no one was prepared for such a huge disaster. The massive amount of water dumped from Hurricane Matthew filled both the Lumber and PD rivers. As they converged near the town, the water had nowhere else to go but up. Nichols was underwater. Since October, residents have looked to the town for help. It's become Rogers' full-time job assisting people like Campbell.
What percentage of your job is now dealing with the flood?
97%, day in, day out. And it has been since day one. I know that I work about 14 hours a day. Many of the others are putting in just that much amount, but that's because we have no one but us.
Rogers says each day's challenges are different. She's not just handing out the same forms and sending people on their way. Rogers feels an obligation to help the townspeople as more than a town clerk.
Maybe that's not what normal government does, I don't know, but that's what we do, and that's what we'll continue to do.
That could mean helping people with mold, foundation issues, working with flood insurance or FEMA. All these challenges are harder because a large portion of the town doesn't have much money and is elderly. So, Rogers and the town of Nichols have taken it upon themselves to fill in the gaps, from organizing volunteers to lend a hand, to giving out donated food.
We have shelves of baby food, of formula, canned goods, soups, toilet papers, and then personal hygiene items like toothbrushes, toothpaste, shampoos, conditioners, soaps.
In another part of town hall, there are boxes of clothing, jackets, shoes. There's also showers and a makeshift doctor's office.
Anything that anybody needs to keep them from having to take that money out of their pocket when they need to put it into their home, they can come get it from here.
More than anything, Rogers tries to give the town hope that things will get back to normal. Without it, she worries Nichols will end up a ghost town. She won't let that happen.
We're going to build this town back. We're going to make it better. It's going to happen. And as long as we keep that hope going, we can make it happen.
Rogers says recovery is expected to take at least 2 years. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.